trouble stand or last away. For there's a friend in Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hand and say, oh, and I can make it. I know that I can stand.
Heavenly Father, may you make a way for every soul, for everyone that is crying and longing for your intervention this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the water that flows from a throne of grace water every life this morning and bring peace and bring joy and release grace in the mighty name of Jesus. And have your way in me this morning. Let the entrance of your word bring life and understanding unto the simple this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Take every impediment after the way of the word, and Lord God, do a new thing in the lives of your people this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Praise the Lord. Put hands together for the Lord as we sit down. And once again, I want to put hands together once again for the choir this morning. Praise the living Jesus. I want to welcome us once again to this Sunday service. It's been wonderful, right from the workers' prayer meeting to the opening and all the aspects of the service this morning. God has been good. This morning, I will be talking about what I call friends of Sister Martha and Brother Eutychus. Some are laughing. Friends of Sister Martha and Brother Eutychus. Many of us know more of Martha. Martha is not strange to us. But perhaps we know less of Brother Eutychus. But it's interesting, they never got engaged. But they have similar attributes and complementary characteristics. And many of us are their friends. And that kind of friendship, where it's injurious to your growth and your life, the Lord will break it this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Friends of Sister Martha and Brother Eutychus. I take my text this morning from the book of John chapter 4, and we are going to read from verse 22 to 23. The book of John chapter 4, starting from verse 22, and I will start at 23. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Verse 23. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship. What is the difference between Christianity and other religion? The other religion, every religion has processes. They have protocols. They have procedures. They have rituals. The main thing that distinguishes Christianity from that religion is that while other religions concentrate on rituals, Christianity is about relationship. It is not just about coming together. But nowadays, the enemy is fast trying to turn Christian services to places of rituals. And the devil has become so wise and wiser. Before, he used to use demons to do that, so that people cannot worship God in spirit. And people say, God is a spirit. We worship God not by our activities, not by jumping, not just by dancing, but we worship him in spirit and in truth. And so if he's going to attack your service, he has to disconnect the spirit from the spirit of God. And when he was using demons and people were casting out demons, he stopped using less of demons. Now he uses members of the church. And sometimes it goes further. He just didn't use ordinary members. Now he uses workers and ministers. So that people cannot actually worship God in spirit and in truth. And here comes Sister Martha and Brother Eutychus. Who is Martha? Let's look quickly in the book of Luke chapter 10. I'm sure we are familiar with her story. But I want to remind us quickly. Luke chapter 10. Let us look at verse 38 to 42 quickly. Luke chapter 10, starting from verse 38 to 42. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Great woman. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Wise lady. But Martha was cumbered by much serving, great service, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Be that therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Verse 42. But one thing, how many things? How many? In the midst of everything, cooking, serving, hospitality, one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part. There are so many parts in the service. There are so many parts in a gathering. But Mary has taken that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Can we look at it, Message Bible? Give me Message Bible and let's read that passage again. Amen. God bless you. Start from verse 38. So that I quickly fly through it. As they continued their travel, Jesus entered a village. A woman by name of Martha welcomed him and made him feel quite at home. She practiced the business of hospitality. She had a sister, Mary, who sat before the master. Angry. I like that word. Angry on every word he said. Verse 40. But Martha was pulled away while someone was hanging on. Another one was pulled away by all she had to do in the kitchen because she wanted the matter to be comfortable. Later, she stepped in, interrupting them. She interrupted the flow. And interrupted, Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend me a hand. Then verse 41. Then Master said, Martha, dear Martha. You can see, Jesus can be dramatic. Martha, dear Martha, you are fusing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course, and won't be taken from her. The main cause, I remember there was a time, if I can say this quickly, I was at a banquet in a very high place. And they said the meal was going to be 5 courses. And they started bringing the other course. And somebody told me, "Prof, wait for the main course. So if you fill your belly with others, when the main course comes, then we space." So he was saying that Mary has taken the main course. What are we saying here? Martha is no stranger to Jesus, for she was very, very close. Martha was a good lady, but one thing Martha concentrated on was on what is commendable, not on what is needful. Martha wanted to be commended for being a very good host. Martha wanted to be commended for being somebody that was very welcome, that created a good atmosphere, but never bothered about the content. Martha was close to Jesus, but he doesn't give attention to what is important. Many of us who come to church, we do things that are commendable. Sometimes we sing very well in the choir. We do very well as social. We set everything as technical. We do as media, and we clap for you at the service. But then, you yourself, you are not hanging on onto anything at the end of the service. The Bible said that Mary was hanging on onto every word. But what happened? Martha was pulled away. And Jesus said he was fusing. What many people do when we come to fuse? We fuse about so many things. Get distracted. We are not connected. We enjoy the atmosphere, but we have no encounter. Let me tell you, Martha here was a symbolism of a queen of distraction. Tell somebody, don't be a queen of distraction. Tell another person, don't be a queen of distraction. We have so many queens of distraction planted in the church today, and they are not necessarily unbelievers. They are not demons. They are workers. They are ministers. They are respected members of the church, but they are queens of distraction. They themselves pull away, they try to pull others away. They concentrate on what we call efficiency. Now, if you don't believe me, let's go again. Let's look at John chapter 12, verse 1 to 4 quickly. If I go further, John chapter 12, verse 1 to 4. Can you quickly project for John chapter 12, verse 1 to 4? The book of John chapter 12. Let somebody, okay. 6 days before Passover, Jesus entered Bethany, where Lazarus, so recently raised from the dead, was living. Verse 2. Lazarus and his sister invited Jesus to dinner and at their home. Lazarus and his sister invited Jesus to dinner at their home. What happened? Martha served. Again, Lazarus was one of those sitting at the table with them. No, give me King James for give me King James. If I want message, I'll go back to message. There they made him a supper. Start from verse 1, please. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. Verse 2. There they made him a supper. And what happened? And Martha again served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with them. Verse 3, quickly. Then took Mary a pound of ointment. See, we still find Mary and Martha here. Took a pound of ointment of spikenard and very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Verse 4, what happened? Then said one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's sons, we should betray him. Let's just read verse 5 and see quickly. I want to bring that. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and give to the poor? Maybe let's know that for a moment. Here again, you see Jesus coming in. You see Martha and Mary. What again was Mary doing here? Martha doing here? Serving. She loved efficiency. When you see Martha in the church, she comes to service dressing to be noticed. All she has come to do in the church is fashion parade. Look, I'm not again dressing well. You know I try to dress well. Don't I dress well? Put hands together for the Lord. He comes to the church dressing well just to make impression. But he or she comes as a side attraction. What he or she is there to do is just to distract efficiency. When you see Martha in the technical, oh my God, he concentrates on the sand, on balancing everything, but not his balance in his life with the word. He goes through the service, but nothing comes into his life. He goes back as empty as he came. When you see Martha in the media, he sets everything in order, concentrated on the projection, but nothing is projected by the Lord into his life. Because it's all carried away. And that is always contrastation. When you see Martha in the photography unit, he doesn't miss any of the action shots. He gets everything, but misses out on every word that is spoken by the Lord. When you see Martha in the ushering unit, is very efficient in running around, ensuring that people concentrate. But himself never concentrated on the word. He goes out of the church as empty as he came. Tell somebody, don't be a queen of distraction. So who are the friends of Martha? Can you lift your hand unto the Lord and let me pray a prayer of deliverance for you? Friends of Martha, they are there for the presence. They are not there to participate in the blessing. Martha here was still serving. And at that point in time, Mary went ahead and got what? Ointment. A box of alabaster, and broke it, very expensive ointment, and poured it on Jesus. And when they were, Jesus said something. It's only because of that I didn't want to read further. Said that wherever the gospel is preached, do you read that one in your Bible? Said a name shall be mentioned for what? For a memorial. So Mary
was busy getting a memorial with the Lord. But Martha was busy just throwing a dance survey, setting the atmosphere, and just being seen as somebody who can prepare a very good dish. Thank God for those of who, a service like a banquet, where everybody contributes. It's not just about the message that the pastor preaches. If the choir is not there, if the technical is not there, if the media is not there, if the ushers are not there, the service cannot be good. So, but don't just concentrate on setting the table. Concentrate on part of being the first partaker of the meal. But Martha concentrate more on setting the atmosphere and has little or no time of being partaker of the course. And that's what we have in churches today. That's the plan of the enemy, to make matter of members. So don't worry. If they say they must come to church, by all means, let them go to church. But when they get to church, let them just be friend of matter. And so they'll be happy they are in his presence, but they will never enjoy the presence. You can see that Martha was always in the presence of the Lord. But each of the time that was recorded in the two parables we have read here, we cannot see something of impartation. But we see Mary, each of the time we read of her, there's something that was deposited. Am I right? Do you want to be friend of Martha or friend of Mary? Friends of Mary, lift up your hand. Put your hands together for the Lord. So, if anybody has been coming to church for this one and you have been behaving like Martha, concentrating on distraction, concentrating on your work, on the physical activities, please, it is time to decamp. Move from Martha to Mary. That is when your coming to church can be useful. People come to Bible study. They come to Hour of Encounter. They come to Sunday service. They spend so many years in the church and they are not growing. And you ask yourself, why is it this person has been coming to the presence of the Lord day in, day out, and nothing has changed? The only reason is that they have been playing the matter. If only all of us can begin to be like Mary, the story will change. And I'm praying this morning that every spirit that makes us to be like have that kind of spirit of matter we have there, that Lord will remove from our lives and put not the spirit of Mary of the Bible in the mighty name of Jesus. Now we know about matter so much, but perhaps less is spoken about Brother Eutychus. And I said, there are two sides of the same coin. So turn with me on the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 20. Let's see the partner of Martha in Eutychus. 20 verse 8 to 10. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together. And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being falling into a deep sleep. It was not just sleeping. In the church, where the sermon was going on, being fallen into a deep sleep, and as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. In fact, cold dead. Verse 4, and Paul went down and fell on him and embraced him and said, trouble not yourself, for his life is in him. We've just talked about Mary. What about Eutychus? If Eutychus, if Mary was queen, sorry, if Martha was queen of distraction, then Eutychus was the emperor of the periphery. Because in the old place, he sat on the window. You cannot find Eutychus in the front row. You can't find Eutychus in the main church. He would like to sit at the back, even when there are empty seats. He would like to parade the premises of the church. He would like to stay by the door so that I can go in and out to go and pick phone. Eutychus does not want to get embedded where he can be impacted. He wants to stay on the fringes. And that is to enable him just to be present, but be disconnected. When Eutychus in the service, even when he joins online, his spirit is too enough. He just wants to be counted as part of the statistics in the church. He has no connection with the flow of the spirit. So when you see Eutychus, you see absent-mindedness. Many of you, when you are in the church, where's your heart? Where's your spirit? You are being an Eutychus. When you just sit down and your focus is not on what is going on with the Lord. Absent-mindedness, distraction. This is what Eutychus represents. And let me tell you something. Eutychus are very good prey. And that's why the guy sunk and fell and the devil wanted to kill him. Do you know what? Devil is the lord of the peripheries. He stays on the fringes. What happened? Bible makes us understand. Even when you look at the book of Job, said that when the children, is it Job chapter 1 verse 6 to 8 now? Say when, let's read Job chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. Quickly, because of my time. Job chapter 6, 1 verse 6 to 8. 6 to 8. Chapter 1. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And the Satan came among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence come thou? Then Satan said unto him, said, from going to and fro in the heart, and from walking up and down in it. See, let me, don't deceive yourself. When we come to church like this, Satan also comes. But he stays in the periphery. He walks up and down, looking for those who come and meet him in his territory. And you are still in doubt. If you go to the New Testament, we can say this Old Testament. Bible says when they had the supper, Jesus was having holy communion with the disciples. And as soon as they finish and they step out, what happened? Satan entered Judas. So if you think you are the emperor of the periphery, there's the lord of the periphery over there, is the devil. So when you operate the periphery, you are operating in his territory. You are in alliance with him. When you are even inside the church and you are playing with your phone, you are operating on the periphery because you are disconnected. When you see Eutychus, he does not stay where he wants to be controlled, where he can be controlled. When usher comes to him, that please, I said, what concerns you? Because he wants to stay on the periphery. When he comes, even when there is seat in the front, he wants to go and stay at the back, at the edges. He wants to do what he likes. Eutychus does not want to submit to others within the house. He looks for a place that is convenient for him. Eutychus was the emperor of the Periwinkle. Ask someone who is near you. Are you a queen of distraction? Or emperor of the periphery? This is what the devil is making out of those who come to worship God in churches nowadays. And that is why we come to service and we only try to evaluate the growth of the church by the number of attendees, not by the growth in the spirit of members. There we said, don't worry, you want church growth, I'll give you members. But the member that will be there will be queens of distraction and the emperor of periphery. If those are here today, the Lord will confer them the mighty name of Jesus. So people you find in churches are queens of distraction and emperor of the periphery. But the Bible says, the time has come, and now is the hour. When those who worship God, we do what? Worship him in spirit and in truth. So as I'm about to bring the service to close, I want to charge you this morning. Each time you come to church, what is your focus? Let me tell you something. God is an intentional God. When you come to church, you must have a focus. You must have an expectation. Cannot be, I want to be in church because today is Sunday. Because if they don't see me, they are going to ask. Because I have something to do in the church, I must do it. If that's the only reason you are coming, you are wasting your time. Let us come to church and behave like Mary. You see, God is attracted to you not by your active, but by your intention. See, when we sing in the church and we're singing, pass me not to gentle savior, hear my humble cry. Why, Lord, long dost thou art holy? Do not pass me by, blessed Savior, Savior, Savior. Yeah, my humble cry. Why, Lord, long dost thou art God holy? The Lord will just pause for a moment and look. Is there a connection between what you are saying and your heart? Can I say a connection? Can I say a link between your service and your intention? Can I see a link between your activity and your attention? And that what God may make God to decide whether it will not actually pass you by or not. But this morning, the Lord will not pass you by. When there is a disconnect between your activity and your intention, the Lord doesn't find it easy to operate. God is not moved just by your activities, but by your intention, by your focus, by your intimacy. What God longs for is intimacy. That was what Mary was giving the Lord. Intimacy, not activity. Activity is important. It is commendable. But that is not sufficient. That's not enough for the Lord. God wants this activity, wants this all these other things, but he desires intimacy. God, those who are more worship him, more worship him in spirit and in truth. From today, when anybody comes to this church, I don't want to see you pinging in the church, WhatsApping in the church, sending text message in the church. We don't want emperors or the periphery to operate with this church again. We don't want the queens of distraction to operate in this church again. We don't want people to come here and flout. They say you have a flout, flaunt it. Those of you who have it, don't flaunt it. You know what I'm talking about? You are flaunting this, what should be covered by dresses and exposed to your spouse. Don't operate as queen of distraction in the church. Don't operate as emperors on the periphery. This is the house of God. What does the Bible say? 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. After that, I'm going to round up and pray. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. Quickly, let us read it. Verse 15. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. There are certain ways you should behave in the house of God. Bible says the house of God is the ground and the pillar of the pillar and the ground of truth. Certain behaviors are not expected, are not allowed. But queens of distraction will not listen. Emperors of the periphery will not want to follow. They want to do what they like. You can't do what you like in the church. This morning, I want to challenge us, the friends of Martha, friends of Sister Martha and Brother Eutychus. It is time for us to pull back and come closer to the Lord. It's time to stop fishing around when we come to service. It's time to stop getting distracted. It's time to stop operating on the periphery. It's time to just focus only on involvement and neglecting the intimacy. It is time to know that when we come to the house of God, it's to deepen our intimacy with Him. We are not coming to show off. We are not coming to distract others. We are not coming to dress to kill. We are not coming to begin to use our phones. You can't go before Mr. President and be used for a phone. Can you do that? Can you go before a state governor and you are in his presence and you are using your phone? Can you do that? Even the small me in my office, ask those who know. They can't come to my office and sit in front of me. And then they can't do that. Just small me. But before God, because we are so blind, we cannot see Him. We think we can do anything that we like. This morning, I am calling us to greater intimacy with Him. This morning, I'm calling us into a true worship with the Lord. This morning, I'm calling to a true and proper growth in this church. That the growth is not only in number, but in the spirit, in the quality of worship, in the intimacy and in service. Can we stand on our feet this morning? And if you are not, you are close to someone who is a matter or an uticus, speak to him or her and tell him or her, it's time to change. It's time to move away. Bible says Mary was hanging onto every word. Hanging onto every word. But Martha was pulling away. What is pulling you away from the Lord? Each time you come to service, be intentional. I've said it before, and you heard it before. When the crowd came to meet Jesus, they wanted to see Jesus, but Zacchaeus was there. He was intentional. And he got his own. When people came, they saw Jesus, a miracle-working Jesus, but it was a woman who had the issue of the blood. She was intentional in that service. Jesus did not declare it was a healing service. Did Jesus announce that he was coming to do a healing service? No. People ask me. Answer me. Did Jesus declare he was having a healing service? Did he declare a miracle service? But the one was intentional. Many people came for the parade, but the woman came intentional, was focused. Let me tell you this, what's happening. If you come to the presence of the Lord and you are intentional, God can deal with you and make you beyond what is happening from the pulpit. God, Jesus was not praying for the sick at that point in time. It was just a bit intentional. This morning, I want to challenge us. Every time we come to the presence of the Lord, let us be intentional. Let us focus on something. Let us hang onto every word. I want to speak to the technical. I want to speak to the media. I want to speak to the usher. I want to speak to the choir. I want to speak to the member. I want to speak to the workers. I want to speak to the minister. Don't let us be agents of distraction. Don't let us pull away. Let us hang onto every word. And this morning, even as you are hanging onto the word this morning, that water will flow from the throne of grace and water your life. Closer to the Lord.
Nearer to thee, closer to thee, closer to thee, Lord. Draw me closer to thee. My songs every day, my songs every day.
Stand up. Do you desire intimacy with God? Don't go again. Don't go yet. Do you desire intimacy with Him? Do you desire a closer walk with Him? Do you want to be known or you want to be counted? Martha was known but was not counted. Mary was not only known but was counted. You are known in this church, but are you counted by the Lord? 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 You can only be counted when you are involved with him. We take, everybody take that song two times and just round up. Nearer to the Lord.
Closer to me. Closer to me.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask for your mercy upon our lives. In every area, we have been playing like Martha and behaving like Eutychus. May you forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, may we turn a new leaf. We desire a new intimacy. We want to move closer and walk closer with you. We want to go deeper and deeper in you. Every form of distraction in our lives, may you take away in the mighty name of Jesus. May you gather a spirit that longs for you. May you gather a spirit that thirsts for you. Lord, I pray for this church. Every queen of distraction, Lord, may you speak unto their hearts and let it be converted into intimacy with the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, every emperor on the periphery, may you rebuild that spirit in their lives and draw them to the mainstream of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of disobedience that makes men and women, brother and sister, to learn to do what they like, not what is allowed in the presence of the Lord. Lord, may you take that spirit away today in the mighty name of Jesus. May we grow not just only in number, but in spirit, in service, and intimacy with the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name, we are prayed.